Hi, this is Babelito.
And this is Fabi Fav, and you're listening to a Mordida Minisode, a small bite in between our full episodes to tide you over until next Thursday.
Take it away, vámonos!
Mordida! 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 Mordida!
Hi!
Que show. It's one show because it's a mordida.
It's a mordida. It's not really a show.
Correct.
Mini
correct.
Show.
Correct.
So today is a special day. We have some special, very special guests in the studio here.
Ooh, we're special.
We are in Denver, Colorado. And Babelito and I have been working at the Denver Art Museum on an installation for a show called Mi Tierra, Contemporary Artists Explore Place. And the other day, I had the pleasure of meeting Manuel Ramos and Flo Hernandez Ramos. They interviewed me for an insider moment at the museum.
Intimate moment.
Oh, intimate. Ooh, intimo. And also, I got to meet Flo's sister, Mercedes Hernandez. So,
bienvenidas.
Yes.
Gracias,
so, welcome. Las hermanas Flo and Mercedes are here today, and we want to talk Denver, we want to talk pozole, we want to talk everything with them.
And first of all, you should know that it is really cold here. Not your typical Las Vegas weather, right?
No. I've been frozen for 2 weeks.
Oh, you look like a popsicle. That's right.
I've been a pillar of salt for 2 weeks, yes. Gosh. I mean, ice, not salt. The Bible is coming up. Yes, that Catholic education. So tell us a little bit more about you guys, about your story, like in a nutshell.
Do we have a story?
They look at each other like, okay, where do we start?
How long have you guys been here in Colorado?
We were born in Colorado.
Okay.
And so many years. We figured out we're old enough to be your grandparents.
Oh my God. You're so young. Your spirit is so young.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's all that counts.
Yes.
We're natives of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Been in Denver, though, for more than 30, 40 years almost. And so I ran a public radio station. Mercedes was on the air as the program director. And we both were hosts of a program called Canción Mexicana.
So
this microphone stuff, it comes like natural.
I can see that. We are in the midst of professionals
here. I know.
Man, we can do a whole episode just about music with you guys.
I know. How long do you have? Can we make this a full one? No. When we come back, we have to.
Yeah.
To Denver, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We played the music, you know, the records, the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't talk that much. You know, we just said, coming up and so-and-so playing such and such. So I don't know how good we're going to do here with you.
go ahead.
And people call and requested a specific artist or... I guess what I'm asking is, was there a more popular artist, I don't know, like in the 80s, for example, than others?
The 80s? How old do you think we are?
No. The radio station did go on the air in 1985, so.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that we kept track, but people would call in requests, and we did primarily Tex-Mex and New Mexico artists, and also some local artists. And, of course, we throw in the Mexican rancheras,
boleros.
Sweet.
Yeah. I know. I'm asking because I'm hoping for you guys to say Juan Gabriel. That's why I said 80s.
Amor Eterno, we did.
Ah, claro. Yeah. Es un clásico.
Yeah. Comes up every Mother's Day program we used to do.
Yes.
For funerals. People love that.
Oh, I can.
For Dia de los Muertos. So
also for Dia de los Muertos, Amor Eterno.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So how did you two get involved in the art scene here in Denver? At the art museum, interviewing artists.
Well, I think that's because the Denver Art Museum was probably hard up for Latinos, trying to figure out how to get Latinos
okay.
in there.
Okay, say it. Amen.
But my husband, Manuel Ramos, is a famous author.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's written 9 novels and been in some short story collections, etc. So manuelramos.com is a very important place for people that want to get involved with literature.
Google it, Loca.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes, Google it.
And I think they just said, you know, okay, what the heck? We'll drag in some old people too, so.
No, I must say that both Flo, my sister, and Manuel, my brother-in-law, have very good, solid reputations here. They're very, very well known here mm-hmm. in Denver and outside of Denver. So when they were looking for somebody to come to the Denver Art Museum to talk to you, mm-hmm. They were two people that their names come up a lot, you know, mm-hmm. so they were the ones to go to. I mean, he's a literary person, and she ran a radio station for 20-some years.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So, you know, they're known, and they know what they're talking about. They're smart.
What an honor.
Yes. I,
and especially because you got to pick the artist that you wanted to interview.
I know, and I said, I want that guy when I saw the piñata.
You're so awesome.
Why you chose Justin? Was there a specific reason, or...
I tell you, it was the piñatas. I said, that's a party guy. That's a guy that knows.
That's awesome.
Oh, if you only knew.
Well, I heard the stories of you falling out the window. So
She's never going to let that one go.
It's been confirmed. You're a party guy.
Oh, man. Yeah. There it goes.
No, but you know, piñatas are such a Mexican thing. And
yeah.
And Flo is very much into the culture. She's into preserving the culture in her home. And
yeah.
it flows out to us, to her brothers and sisters. So, of course, piñatas was the way. Plus, they're so colorful.
Yes.
Look how she dresses.
Oh, my gosh. When I first met you at the museum, you were wearing a dress that you made out of your father's sarape.
That's right.
That was beautiful.
Oh,
yeah, it really was. So.
Yeah.
I like the theme, like the undercurrent theme of this couple of weeks. And it's been about visibility of Latinos, because from everything, from how the installation has been working to the development of everything, talking to other artists, looking for Mexican food, like it's all about finding that visibility. Because every time I hear about Denver, everybody always said, oh, it's a very white city. It's a very white city. But our experience right here in the past couple of weeks has been the complete opposite. And it's just so...
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the last time I came to Denver, I had a very different experience. I was not with my people. I'll say it that way. Pero esta vez, it was like I went down to Santa Fe, the street. And
right.
I checked out El
Museo de las Americas. Shout out.
Café Cultura was another place that we checked out. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, you haven't been to the Chicano Humanities and Arts Council?
Not yet.
Chuck,
but
yeah.
People are telling me to check it out. So
yeah.
I'm excited to do that too.
It's right across the street from the Museo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll have to definitely do that. And I'll be back again in January too.
Well, you know, what you just said, though, about your impression of Denver is our impression of Las Vegas.
No.
Yeah, because in Las Vegas, you know, we think about the casinos, we think about, you know, and it's not a Latino culture that we've ever experienced.
Okay, when you come next time, we'll show you around.
A taco tour is in order.
Taco tour is in order, for sure.
But, you know, that exact thing is what I used to work after KUVO. I worked with the Latino Public Radio Consortium. And that's Latino public radio stations all across the country in Puerto Rico. And every city that we went to, the same thing. We always had that same impression that it was non-Latino, that it was white.
Mm-hmm.
And so wherever we'd have a conference, we used to dig up guides that we published guides that said the Latino side of Denver, the Latino side of Chicago, the Latino side of Houston,
mm-hmm.
so that people that went to our conferences knew that there were Latinos and
Correct.
What their role was in those cities. So,
and that's so important. It's all about visibility for us, which is one of the reasons also why we try to do this podcast. But sitting with you guys at dinner, it's been an honor, and we're so happy that that you not only chose Justin to talk to, but also you have indulging us this whole today, all day, really, about the different experiences and about you guys being here in Denver for so long and being such a force for the Latino community. So thank you so much for that.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And we had a lot of fun.
Yes. But before we end the show, let's settle something right now.
Okay.
No.
Babelito and I have been debating about pozole. Okay. We got here a couple weeks ago, and our friend Madalena, which will be in a future episode, made us some amazing pozole. Mm-hmm. And
New Mexico style. Yes,
New Mexico style. And Babelito swears by putting aguacate, cut up aguacate.
I'm going to start saying, I'm just going to take you to the place where I took it. Anyway, keep going.
To me, I found that strange. I get it. It's delicious. But to me, it's not traditional. What's your opinion?
Uh-oh. Well, my opinion is also that it's not traditional, mm-hmm. but somebody has to make new traditions. Somebody has to break new you know, barriers and stuff. So aguacate and the pozole, right on.
that's the barrier that has just been broken right now.
Yes. I'm starting a trend. Not only aguacate, but changing the repollo. How do you say repollo?
Cabbage.
The cabbage for lettuce.
No.
Yes. Oh, no. Now you went too far.
Every whole room is okay, really quick. What is traditionally in your pozole, in your family recipe?
Just lemon, oregano, chile piquin, and onion. And the meat. Oh, well, the toppings.
Oh, yeah. Toppings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom does it like the cabbage, onions, radishes, and oregano, and chips sometimes.
Do you guys use chips or bread?
Tortillas.
See, we use in the north, in Juarez, it's always bread.
That's a northern
like
Mexican.
Pan blanco to dip the bread. Yes. Yeah, like we all got hungry collectively.
Well, okay, now my mom used to make tostadas for the kids with beans, ketchup, and pickles.
Wow.
Nomás le faltaba la mayonesa ya.
Hashtag Chicano foods.
Oh my gosh. Well, on that note, again, Flo, Mercedes, thank you so much for everything, for showing us around. And for dinner tonight, we went and ate at a really great Cuban restaurant here. I'm so happy that we got to meet you. And I know that this relationship will continue because we're going to be back in Denver. I'll be back for the opening of the show in February. And Babelito is going to do a talk at the museum in May.
May 18th. Yes.
All we're right. Really Let excited. Us know for sure.
Correct. Yes, yeah, I will.
On our calendars.
It's been great fun. Great, great fun. Lots of laughs.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you. And as always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. You can email us at latinoswholunch@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to go on iTunes, download Latinos Who Lunch, rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are on iTunes.
That's right.
Thank you to everybody that's donated to Latinos Who Lunch. And we are actually really excited to bring you our next episode. It's also, it's tied with the Mi Tierra exhibition. Mm-hmm. Interviewing one of the other artists in the show. His name is Ramiro Gomez. Stay tuned for next week.
Yes. So again, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll see you in a couple. We'll hear you.
Like, this hear is us. The worst.
Yes. Bye.